Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Sister Mary Armstrong, and I am so glad to be with you today on this beautiful rainy day that the Lord has given us, because every day that He allows us to wake up to is a beautiful day in the Lord. And we will be coming to you today the second chapter of Acts, the day of Pentecost. And that is a beautiful thing that He promised to His disciples, that He was going to send the promise. But we're going to start reading from the second chapter of Acts, where He promised them. He said, and listen, let me read right here. I'm going to start right here where He says, and being assembled together with them, commend them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which He said, you have heard of me. This is Jesus speaking. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time nor the season which the Father had put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witness to me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, a cloud received him out of their sight, and that's the last they saw of Jesus on the earth. And while they looked steadfastly upon toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall also come in like manner as ye have seen him go up into heaven. And then 10 days waiting for the Spirit, they waited 10 days before they could come together. But Jesus told them to go to Jerusalem and wait. And then this is also the first chapter. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the Mount called Olives, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come, and they went up into the upper room, were abode about Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Andrew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, Zelote, Judah, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer, supplications with the woman, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brethren, because his brethren didn't believe in Jesus either. But after Mary had Jesus, she also had children by Joseph, because, you know, Jesus was conceived by the Holy Ghost. But after she had Jesus and everything, God blessed her and Joseph to have children. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together was about 120 men and brethren. This scripture must need have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus, because Judas betrayed Jesus, as Bible readers you know. And so they had to be numbered with the 12. They had to have 12 disciples, so they chose, cast lots, and they chose Matthias, and he was numbered with the 12. And so they was up in the upper room, and the women, and also Jesus' mother was there too. And they was in the upper room. And so now we're going to get to the scripture of the second chapter of Acts, but we're going to also have prayer first. So most holy and all wise God, we thank you for this beautiful day you've given us, even though it may be cloudy and rainy. Everything that you give us, everything that comes from above is good. Praise God, and we thank you today for this day, life, health, and strength, for the word of God, because the word of God is what we need, and we must live by every word that proceedeth out of your mouth. We thank you for the ones that's on the line through computer or through the phone. We just ask you, God, to lead, guide us. Oh, God, let something be said that can touch the hearts of the people. Oh, God, help us to be able to learn more of your word. Help us to live by the word of God, that it can sink down deep into our soul. Let us draw near to you, God. Let us be found faithful unto death, living according to the word of God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, because if it had not been for you, where would we be? You said in your word, without you, we can do nothing. So we give you honor, praise, and glory today, because we know that only through the word of God can we live. Only through the word of God, only through you can we breathe and have our beings. God, bless us through your word today. We ask in Jesus' name. Bless the ones on the line. Bless the ones on the computer. Everyone that the sound of my voice reach. Oh, God, let it be a blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we're going to be talking about the day of Pentecost, the chapter of Acts. Pentecost, Peter's first use of the key. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And we know the Holy Ghost, some don't say the Holy Ghost, they say the Spirit. But it's the Spirit of God. And now in the Bible days, it set upon them. It set upon them, the Spirit of God. Some just say the Holy Spirit, it set upon them. But when Jesus, now in the Bible, when Elizabeth was carrying John and the babe leaped in her womb, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And when John was born, he had the Holy Ghost. Now, Mary was carrying Jesus in her womb, but she didn't receive the Holy Ghost to the day of Pentecost. But and then when Zechariah, when he opened his mouth, he had received the Holy Ghost. But now Elizabeth received the Holy Ghost when the babe leaped in her womb. But Mary, even though she was carrying baby Jesus, she had to go to the upper room to receive the Holy Ghost. Okay, now, and that's the Spirit of God. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. It came in a hurry and filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Praise God. Psalm 68:18. And see, that's how we get to the Psalm 68:18. That's how you learn what God is saying to you when you go to the reference. 68:18. Because God, he speaks through his word what he's saying. 68. 18. Praise our God. Oh God, God speaks to his word. Praise our God. 68:18. Thou shalt assemble on high. Thou hast led captivity captives. Thou hast received gifts from man, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. See, okay, here it goes now. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them others. They were filled. You know how when you have a glass of water and you take and fill that water all the way to the brim? They were filled up with the Spirit of God, and they began to speak it out through their mouth, the Holy Ghost, and as the Spirit gave them utterance. And they were, and they that dwell at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in their own language. They were speaking in tongues, but it was the Holy Ghost speaking through them. It wasn't them. It was using their vocal cords, but it was the Spirit of God speaking in other men's language, but it was the Spirit of God taking over. It's not you. It's the Spirit of God speaking through you, the heavenly language. That's what it is. It's the Spirit of God. And that's why you have to have somebody to interpret it, because it's the Spirit of God. And listen what it says. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in their own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And that was God doing this. And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? God was saying, he was speaking in other languages, and these people heard these, but these were Jews, but they were speaking the language of all the people that was in other lands. And they were saying, and speaking in our tongue the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? And, you know, it's always somebody there that don't say something they shouldn't say. Others mark and said, these men are full of new wine. But that wasn't the cause. It was the Spirit of God that took over and was speaking in the other man's language. But it was the Spirit of God, and he let the people hear them speak. And see, unless God gives somebody the Spirit of God to interpret it, you don't know what you're saying. But it's God speaking through the people. And he gives people to interpret what he is saying, because if he don't give you the interpretation, you're just talking back to God. You're talking to God. And if he don't give somebody interpretation, you don't know what you're saying, because you're talking back to God. And then listen to Peter. Now Peter gonna speak up, because you know Peter's the one that said, oh Lord, I never deny you. And Jesus told him, said, before the cock crows, you're going to deny me three times. But in a year after the Holy Ghost comes, Peter don't deny him no more. Look what happened. Jesus is Lord and Christ. Peter's sermon. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you. When God filled me with, I didn't know what I was saying, but I knew it was the Holy Ghost. I don't know what I'm saying, but it's the Spirit of God. He didn't give me the interpretation to know what I'm saying. But see, some smart person, oh, I ain't just full of new wine. They ain't, you know. But Peter stands up and he said, Peter said, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken unto my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. It's too early for people to be drunk this time of day. Third hour, 6, 7, 7, 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. It's too early for people to be drunk. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it comes to pass in that last in the last days that God, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out my in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapors of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into fire blood before that great and noble day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The work of Jesus proved that he is Lord and Christ. See, Peter stood up and he spoke. And then down here at the Holy Spirit is related to Christ and his conception. Baptism. Praise God. Walk in the Spirit. See, when the Spirit takes over, you're no more longer your own. When the Spirit takes over, you're not your own. You just think, and doing what the Spirit of God say. And they was just in the Spirit of God, and God took over, and they was just saying what the Spirit was saying through them. Because you're not your own. You bought with a price. And that's just like when you get saved. You and filled with the Holy Ghost, you can't do what you want to do. You obey God. And that's why when people truly get saved, they not the same. They not the same. Your hand, like that song, your hands look new, your feet look new. You brand new. You're not the same anymore. You can't run with the crowd. Every time somebody wants to run and do, you can't do it. They say, well, you acting funny. No, I don't do the things I used to do. I don't talk like I used to talk. And I don't dress like I used to dress. You a different person. You different. You can't do the same way that you used to do, because Jesus can come in my life, and I'm a different creature in Christ Jesus, because I'm different. I'm not the same. Your desires change, and when the Holy Ghost come in, you are different, because the Spirit of God dwells down inside of me. I'm not the same. I'm bought with a price, because Jesus is blood. He paid a great price for me, and I can't do the same thing that I used to do, because he died on Calvary's cross for me, and I'm not the same creature anymore. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus, because he paid a price. And when people say that I'm saved and I got the Holy Ghost, and you see them doing the same thing, they are liar, and the truth is not in them. Because you cannot be God's children and walk in the same way that you used to walk. They are liar, and the truth is not in them. And just like the Pharisees, Jesus called them vipers and all that, because they just knew the law, but they weren't doing what God told them to do. So, honey, when you truly bought with a price, you're not the same person that you was before, because Jesus paid a great price for us. And when we belong to him, we supposed to act like he did. And we not the same. And so when the Holy Ghost came, it came and went down on the inside of them. It went on the inside. They wasn't the same anymore. They were different. And Peter, he preached so that day that about 3,000 souls were saved. They said, what must we do to be saved? It convicted them, so it pricked their hearts. And they wasn't the same anymore. So that's the way we are. We're not the same anymore. We walk different. We talk different. Praise God. And we can't wear the same thing the world wears. Praise God. We're different creatures in Christ. Because it changes us. And on down here it says, ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you. And ye yourselves also know him being delivered by the determined count and foreknowledge of God. Ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God had raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of. For David spake concerning him, I knew the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. And listen, Rachel. Amen. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are after, that are for all, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in breaking bread and prayer. And the thing about this, too, you can't keep stand with your same friends. You have to quit hanging with the same friends you hung with when you was out there in the world. You have to hang with people that knows the Lord. You can't hang with the sinner friends. Because if you're not careful, you'll go right back out there in the world. You have to hang with people that know Jesus. You have to start going to church, going to Bible class, Sunday school, keeping your mind on the Lord, reading the Bible, and praying. Because if you hang with the same friends, you will wander right back out there. You have to hang around Christians and pray and seek God's face. You can't continue to hang with the sinner people because see, the thing about it, instead of you winning them, you are, most of the time, they'll win you back out there doing what you were doing before. So you can testify to them, but you can't hang with the sinners. You have to stay with the Christian and get strong in the Lord. But if you hang around them too long, before you know it, you'll get cold, and you'll start hanging around there. But you hang with the saints. You hang around Christian people where you can gain strength and knowledge about God. That's what you have to do because you're not strong enough yet. You have to gain strength in the Lord and learn. He said, learn of me. You learn of God. You're not strong enough yet. You have to learn of God. And be around the saints and learn and read the Bible. You don't know enough yet. So you need to go to Sunday school, go to Bible class, and learn of God. And take time to read the Bible and know of him. Just like when you get involved with somebody, you have to learn of them first. You don't just jump and marry somebody up and don't know them. You learn of them first and get to know them first. Y'all get to know one another and all. Get to know one another first because you don't know one another. And all, even when you get married, you don't know enough about one another. You learn of one another and all. So you need to learn of God. Take time to learn of God and be with Christian friends and go to Sunday school. That's where you learn and you can ask questions and stuff and get to know the Bible and get to know, learn of me, he say. And you'll learn how to be a Christian. Learn how to live a holy life. You learn, and that's where mothers need to teach the young ladies. Now, a lot of times now, seem like, I don't know, it's just different now. But when I was coming up, mothers was able to teach the young ladies and things, and you knew how to dress and carry yourself and all. But seem like now the dress trims changed and stuff, but you need to learn how to dress and all that. It's a way that you're supposed to learn how to, you're supposed to dress moderately. You can't dress any kind of way as a Christian saint. It's a way you learn how to dress and carry yourself as a Christian saint. Every style come out, a Christian don't need supposed to wear anything. A lady don't supposed to wear anything. When you're in the world, you shouldn't wear anything. But a Christian don't wear anything. It's a way you carry yourself. Just like a married lady. A married lady don't need to dress any kind of way either because she's married. And she don't supposed to entice another man. She's already spoken for. So she don't dress to entice other men. She's just supposed to dress to please her husband. Whereas a Christian, you dress the way you're supposed to dress for the Lord. It's just common sense. But sometimes people don't use common sense. But we have to dress as a saint. We should dress as a Christian lady. That's the way we should dress, as a Christian lady. What do I look like? I'm a Christian dressing with my dress over my knees. I shouldn't dress like that. It's just common sense. Why should I dress going to church with no sleeves? I mean common sense, you know. So everybody's not saved. Dress and you dress right tight. Everybody's not saved. You know, we just have to dress as becoming saints. And the Spirit will tell you. Spirit lets you know if you're not dressed right. So we have to use common sense as Christians. And everybody, and you know what? People don't always have to tell you how to dress. The Spirit of God will let you know how to dress. So we need to just talk to the Lord and let him lead us. He'll lead us if we'll let him. The Spirit will lead us how to dress and how to carry ourselves as becoming saints. And if we talk to God, God will lead us in what not to do and what to do. That's what the Spirit will lead us. Because the Spirit of God loves us. He loves us. And the Spirit will lead us in what to do and not to do. We don't have to ask people all the time what's right and what's wrong. The Spirit will lead us in what is right and what is wrong. A lot of times you will go over the Spirit. But the Spirit will lead you in what is right and what is wrong. So if we want to do the right thing, the Spirit of God here to lead us in what is right and what is wrong. We don't have to always ask somebody, because if we truly say, the Spirit of God will lead us in what is right and what is wrong. So so when you got the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God will lead you. And so, and they continue steadfastly in the apostle doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread in prayer. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs was done by the apostles. And all they believed in were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as they should be saved. Okay, mic's open. If anyone want to add to it, you can add to it and go on with the lesson. So the day of Pentecost, we thank God for the day of Pentecost, because I thank God for the Holy Ghost. And like I said, he'll teach you. He'll teach you. You don't have to ask questions for everything, because the Holy Ghost will direct you in things. You don't have to be asked questions all the time, because if you really want to know, God will direct you. He said it would teach you and lead you into all truths. You know, if you really want to be led by the Spirit of God, it would teach you how to dress and how to do things. You know, some things you have to ask questions about, but everything you don't. So God will hear, teach, and direct you in things that you need to know. So that mic is open if anyone want to have something to say.
Praise the Lord, my sister.
Praise the Lord, my sister. How are you today?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you doing?
I am doing fabulous, too. And I thank God for the Spirit of God. I didn't know. I just left the Lord. I don't have anything. I don't, and I just kept on. And then I had one scripture, and then I got to the second chapter of Acts, and that was the scripture. And I thank God for it. Praise God.
He will lay it down for you. He will lay it completely down for you.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So what do you have to add with us today, my sister?
Well, just to let everybody know, the Bible tells us, fail not to assemble thyself together. So
that's
we must
right.
get together with faith, abiding in the law of the Lord. We cannot do
mm-hmm.
any and everything. We have to be able to work to the promise of my Lord. Because if we work according to his work, he will deliver us through any and everything. We cannot
yes,
do things
will.
On our own accord. There's
no
reason
no.
to think that we can do things on our own accord, because it's not being done.
That's right. The
only thing
that's
we
right.
know is that my Lord works in mysterious ways. He does things just to help us out. We are
yes,
his.
He does.
So
yes,
know that we
yes,
are his and
yes.
that he will do any and everything, no matter what the consequence, no matter what the problem,
yes.
that it all will be worked out completely. So we're
that's
not
right.
just, we're just not anything. We are his complete thing.
We's his. We are his. That's right. We his. That's right. Praise God. And we work us together in Christ Jesus.
Oh, yes.
That's the truth. That is the truth. Praise God. Praise
yes.
God.
And
thank you,
I mean, you hit the nail on the head. Because, I mean, everything that you were talking about, everybody should know that we are the fruit of my Lord's labor. My Lord, he is always right here with us, no matter what. He will be
yes,
here
he
no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said
yes,
before, he will be here till the last breath. You have until yes. that last breath to take him in. So don't be fooled. People come up here saying different crazy stuff. Like a lady told me, she was like, my Lord won't leave me. He won't forsake me. I told her, I said, no, he won't, but he will not stand for you to continue to dishonor him and not do what he tells you to do.
That's right. That's right. We have to be obedient.
He told you several times to do certain things, and you yet to do them.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that you're in trouble when it comes to my love, because my love did not take failure. He does not take consequences. He does not take any single thing from us. He's with us no matter what, so we have to be with him no matter what.
That's right. That's right. Praise God. Praise God. That's the truth. Praise God. Because he said he'd never leave us nor forsake us now. But we have to be obedient to what he tells us. We have to be. Praise our God. Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God.
I am a root of my Savior. He is my root, and I have nothing but him to depend on, to rely on, and to worship. And
yes,
nothing's
Lord.
On my own accord. I'm only through him by his mercy and his grace.
Yes, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Anyone else have something? Thank God.
Praise the name of my Lord. Because there's nothing like the true totality of the true salvation that comes from the true love.
Yes.
There's nothing like the true love.
The true love will abide
and it will contain and will usher in all kinds of tremendous help.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, we can depend on him when we can't depend on nothing else. Hey, you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone else want to say something on the line? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we thank God for the scripture because God's word is true all by itself. And we thank God for him sending the keeper, which is the Holy Ghost, because he said, I go away, but I'm going to send a comforter that he may abide with you forever. And he is a keeper. Praise God, and I thank God for the keeper being on the inside of us because that he would
Amen.
Do that, and I'm so thankful for that because we can't make it without the Lord. Friends will come and friends may go, but Jesus said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world.
That's true.
And we can depend on everything that he said he would do. Praise the Lord. Because he will keep his word to the end. We friends will come and friends will walk away. But he said, I will be with you always, even to the end of the world. And I believe just what he said to do. Praise our God. Praise God. So we thank God for that. We thank God for that. And we just want you to keep Bishop in your prayers and First Lady in your prayers. And our convention will be going on this weekend, coming up, this Saturday and Sunday. It will be at New Zion Temple. And it will start at 11 o'clock on Saturday and 6 o'clock that evening. And then it will be Sunday school at 11 o'clock. The second Sunday. We're looking forward to that. And we don't know who the speakers would be on that Saturday evening, but Deacon Armstrong would be one of the speakers on Saturday morning. And I don't know who would be the speaker on 6 o'clock, but we're looking forward to the Sunday School Missionary Convention. That's what it would be. We believe God's going to be in charge, so we just thank God for it being at New Unity, New Zion this time. So just pray for us, and we just thank God for what he's doing, and we ask that you keep Elder's slogan in your prayers also, and it's just so many things that's going on, so many young people's getting killed, but the Bible speaks of all these things that's happening now, but we are to look up because Jesus is coming back like he said he would. We just have to live ready every day because so many wicked things is happening every day. But we must continue to look up and trust him and take him at his word because his word is true. And in his word sits his life. And we just have to live ready every day. Because we don't know when he's going to come, but we must be ready to go. And I just thank God that I know who he is. I know him for myself. And I thank God.
Amen.
So you just stay encouraged. You stay encouraged and keep living and doing what you do. Because God is a good God. All the time.
Yes, he
all
is.
The time. He's good all the time. And we
okay,
just don't
Okay, sister, can I let the crew in on a
yes.
secret?
Yes,
okay,
you go
everybody,
on.
I'm going to tell you, I've been in deep prayer of the Easter weekend. I was in tremendous deep prayer. And I asked my Lord, I said, precious, glorious, my love, I said, I know that it's not the time that we're celebrating, that we should be celebrating for you, but I just can you tell me the actual time? And he told me, he said, go up to August. I went to August, he told me, settle down. I looked at it, and August the 16th is the actual resurrection day of salvation. My Lord rose on August 16th, and I got it personally from him directly. Nothing, nobody tell me something I felt, but it was the true word of my glorious Savior. He told me that he rose on August the 16th. So I want each and every one of you to know that that is the true Resurrection Sunday.
August.
As you see that August the 16th.
8/16.
That's the,
Praise God, praise God. August the 16th. Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Look at that.
Just to have conversations with my glorious, my love, my Lord Jesus, my Lord God, just to have those conversations every single day, that is phenomenal. You know, everybody needs to get into place where you can hear the true voice of my Savior.
Yes.
The true voice of my true love. Get in that place. Leave every single thing behind. Leave everything. If you had to leave family behind. Go to my love. My Lord, my love is always right here. He's on my right hand. Yeah, we shall not be moved. He is right with us in regards to what's going on. Times may seem hard. Times may seem bad. I will tell you, I've had some rough patches. This last year has been a real bad rough patch for me. But to hold on to my Savior, to hold on to my love, I will not give up. I will not give in. I will not take down. The devil cannot touch me.
Oh,
I truly,
praise
my
oh,
love.
God.
And I cannot
praise
be touched.
God. Praise God. Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus. That's something. That is something.
Just to have that conversation, he will tell you what you need to know, what you want to know about him.
Yes.
All things you have to do is open up the communication and the conversation with him. And to get in the place to listen to him, everybody, my sister does, so just let everybody know that we do this thing personally. We take every single thing personal because we know my Savior is for us. He is for us, and we take it all personal because he's for me. Just point to yourself and say, he is for me. And say, close your eyes. Close your eyes. Be quiet. Close your eyes. Tell him, Gloria, I need you. Come. I want to hear you. And he will come to you And he will bow down. If you can't physically bow down, bow down spiritually. Because you tell my back at you in spirit and in truth. And he will accept that.
Jesus.
He will, he will embrace that. Lord Jesus. I have a cross on my arm. I have a bracelet across my arm. And every single day I would kiss it. And my glory would kiss me. And I feel him kissing me. That is how close I am with my love. Because I can kiss my cross and he will kiss me. Nothing like the true Holy Spirit of my glory, holy my love. Because he is awesome. He's amazing.
He is so gracious.
He's astounding. And there's nothing in the world like him. Nobody can compare to him. Nobody can emulate him. Nobody can even come close to being who he is. The devil tries, let me warn you, God, the devil tries to get my glorious people from him. So don't fall into the traps. Don't fall into the snares. Don't fall into the lies. Don't fall into the deceit. Know that the devil will try any and everything to get to you. Nothing's off limits. Every single thing is open, and he will grab hold to everything you grab hold to get against you. People that you love faithfully, people that you love dearly, he will use them. Your job, your house, your finances, he will use it just to get to you. Let me tell you, he came to me, told me I was a fool. And I told him, I said, yes, you are. And he said, I can't get you up in 5 minutes. You come with me. I told him, you are nothing. You are a deceitful liar. You are nothing.
Yes,
my glory,
right.
My love is my everything. Right. I cannot bow down to you. Right. I will not bow down to you. You are totally nothing.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
he fled.
Lord.
He absolutely fled from me.
Lord Jesus,
he will try each and everything to get to us. Do not follow that trap.
Yeah. Lord Jesus. Bless you, my sister. Lord Jesus, it's something. Lord have mercy.
It is.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
It is.
You just keep keeping on. Keep on. Keep keeping on.
Honey, I'm holding tight.
Praise God, you can't turn loose. My salvation cannot be moved. No, it can't be moved. We have to keep holding tight. Because, honey, if we give up God, we lost it. Praise our God. Praise our God. It's worth it all. Worth it all. We have to hold on to his unchanging hand. Because without him, we can do nothing. Praise our God. God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
For hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, we're gonna close out. We're going to ask you just to close us out at this time, sis. Praise God.
Yes, sister. Okay,
everybody, let your
request be known to my love. I will do it in a generous sense. But if I send my love, what you need? What you looking for,
thank
how you need it.
I'll
give you 1 minute. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Just tell him who you need to pray for. Just send a name up to him. And all the prayer names that were saved for the last 10 years, I send them all up because my glory, he is phenomenal. He will not forget. So praise his glory is my true love. I come to you again thanking you for the praise, the worship, and the love, the teaching, the instruction. Thank you so much for letting me be a part. Thank you so much for letting everyone on the line to be a part of this. Everybody that will hear it later on, that is hearing it now, for hearing it later on, give them strength to endure the hardship, give them strength to come through, and help them not to fall into the traps of the devil. Not to be deceived, but to be strong, to be mighty with you, my love. I want you to help them. For each and every prayer request, I send them up to you. because you are the author, the finisher of our faith. You are our redeemer, our renewer, and our strength. So we come to you today, thanking you again for us being able to meet together. The devil thought he had us last week, but we still give you praise, worship, and honor. We gave you glory and love. Even though we weren't together, we gave it to you no matter what. The devil keeps trying to love, but we want you to intercede for us. Be with
Jesus
us truly. Be a part of us completely. I love
Jesus.
I ask you to invade me more, to invade more of me. I need more of you, my love. I want more of you, my love. Do for us, my love, your perfect will and your perfect way. Do no matter what it takes, don't have long it takes, just take your time and do what is completely right.
Me, my love.
I tell you how the devil try to get me, telling me a lie. And know that I'm not faltering. Know that I'm not straying from you, my love, because I am yours. And you are mine. And I claim you. I claim you.
Yes.
I profess you. And that is all, because everybody needs to profess you.
Yes.
So everybody online, I ask you to look up to the sky, look at your window, hold your heart, tell the Lord, I am yours.
Yes.
Because he
wants
that. He wants all of us to do that. Just tell him and praise him and be with him. My love, thank you for giving me this space.
Thank
you for giving me this time.
Thank
you for giving me this voice. Thank you for giving me this love. I praise you. I worship you. I glorify you. I love you so much, my love. I pray all these prayers in your name, my love, that you will abide with us and through us. May everybody see you where they see us. This I pray in your glorious name.
Amen.
Glory, my love.
Amen. It's God. Praise God. Praise God. We love you, sister.
Love you, sister.
God. And we say shalom, everyone. Shalom.
Shalom, everyone.
Praise
blessings,
God.
Everyone.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
and,
Lord.
And, everyone, before you hang up, I have an anointing that I need to tell you about. I have an email